Well, sometimes I eat with a friend or sometimes I eat alone. I never go eating with my daddy. I tell you what, oh, man, you don't want to be in a restaurant with my daddy. That's the most embarrassing thing you ever want to do is go in there with daddy. I remember one time I was out with him. We was eating. We stopped in this fine restaurant. And they said, it'll be another second for your table. Y'all wait in the bar. So we went in the bar, and they had this big old fish tank, and the bartender's throwing little bread balls, little croutons in there. And the fish are all nibbling at the croutons, and everybody's sitting there waiting to eat, sipping their cocktails, going, oh, look, it's like they're playing basketball with the croutons. Yes, Daddy just looked for a second. He went, yeah. And he put a lung in that tank, and them fish scrambled for it, and everybody in the place goes, oh, God, cancel my reservation. Oh, I don't think I can. I said, Daddy, I can't believe it. He said, boy, it don't mean nothing. It's biodegradable. Ain't gonna hurt them fish. Catfish eat a lot worse, buddy. Believe me, they do. But wouldn't you know, finally, our table got to be ready. And we're walking through the restaurant. It's one of them fancy places, real hoity-toity, you know? And everybody kind of looks up at us as we're walking by. And Daddy notices it and winks at me and says, watch this, boy. And Daddy drops to one knee and says, my God, it's a flock of geese. Watch me blast them out of the sky. He drops to one knee. He holds his arms up like he's shooting a rifle. And then he breaks wind. I mean, he just lay there on the floor laughing. Everybody else in the place was just revolting. I tried to blend into the woodwork, but it wouldn't work because we was already there. And finally I said, Daddy, please. Please, would you spare us your fine, your keen sense of comedy, Daddy? Just sit down and eat the food, would you, Pop? Sure enough, we're sitting there, and Daddy's yelling, more butter! More butter! The lady said, well, how much butter do you need? Daddy said, I just want to butter my face, baby. I just want to butter my face. I said, Daddy, never mind. Just never mind. Will you just never mind? Just never mind. And then he lights up a big old cigar, and he's blowing the smoke around, and people are coughing and are gagging. And then, of course, we eat this big meal, and would you know, right when the check time comes around, when the waiter says, will there be anything else? They say, no, nothing else. Daddy always excuses himself. Excuse me, son, I gotta go to the bathroom. Knowing full well that I'll pay that thing by the time. Every time, like clock, I mean, his bowels done been synchronized with the waiter bringing the check. So one time I said I was determined. The waiter came with the check. I said, would you mind? My father's gonna pay this. He is in the bathroom. I wish, sir, would you please? I know it's unusual, but here's $5. I want just worth it to me. Would you mind just sliding that little tray under the stall there? So he can pay it. And he said, well, all right. And he pocketed my fiver and he walked into the men's room. About 5 minutes later, sure enough, he had the cash in his hand. And he had tears just rolling down his cheeks. Just rolling down his cheeks. I said, waiter! Waiter! Come here a second, waiter. What you crying for? Did my daddy insult you? He said, no, sir. Insult had nothing to do with it. I said, well, then what was it? He said, the vapor! The vapor!
Music, let's try some.